Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 118. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, Sean and Nate?
You love me.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Not like that.
I know.
God says to love everybody.
I was gonna call you out. But yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I will. The little story is that you texted and said you were on your way, and then you ended it with "love you," and I said "love you too, brother," with like a sweaty emoji, like "oh." And you were not saying it to me. You were doing it through Siri or whatever.
And
you
I was
said it to your
sitting
son,
in my driveway,
Elijah. And I figured it was either Amy or one of your kids that you were saying that to, and it picked it up. But I was like, I was thinking, ooh, how could I answer this? There's so many different ways to answer this. And like, Todd, you've made me the happiest co-host in the podcast world. But we do. We all love each other, but not in that way.
When you said, I'm like, what's he talking about? And I'm like, oh, okay.
Darn you, Sean.
Yes.
I'm saving that.
You're doing good.
Yeah.
Good. Nate, how you doing, brother?
Man, dude.
I love you too, by the way.
Thanks, I love you too, right?
You know, I'm not afraid to tell people I love them. I don't like everybody, but
it's brotherly love.
Love you, brother.
There's different levels of love.
That's right.
That's right.
Sounds like a middle-aged moment or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Kumbaya.
No,
baby.
We're having good off-air conversations.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good night.
It has.
Most of them aren't inappropriate either.
No.
So unfortunate.
Mildly. And some
mildly.
Yeah.
in the new temporary Mako studio, one floor up. So.
Todd's wanting to claim this. He's like, I don't know. I kind of like
it. I kind of like
recreational
this
area here. It's big.
I mean, we've got a little.
Breathing spread out.
I mean, the original Mako studio.
You're not
going to
bump
Sean's
your head on these ceilings, right?
No.
No.
No. No. I don't know.
If you like it, maybe. Something we can keep.
Is this too much? Can we just
what's the
deconstruction add on like our own, you know, where it's blocked off from everybody? And I mean, is that too much to ask?
Maybe a little bit.
Hey, I
depends on if Rachel's in the planning or not, and she will be.
She doesn't need to know.
She don't need to know.
What's that construction crew doing? Don't ask. You're asking a lot of questions, Rachel.
Too many questions.
Keep sawing.
Yeah, right. Don't you stop. We're going to be like what's his name that hired and fired all the guys? Good grief. Why am I on Chicago, dude? The serial killer.
Oh,
H.H. Holmes.
Yeah,
H.H.
Burger
Castle.
Like, yeah. I was like, what are you talking about?
Why are we building two walls? Don't you worry about it.
I thought you were talking about.
Just keep
where
pounding
does this,
those nails.
Where does this hatch, secret hatch go to? Don't worry. Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about Tom
Hanks.
Let me show you
where that hatch goes.
Tom Hanks and Money Pit is what I thought you were going to say. They're around for months and months.
Oh, I love
3 weeks.
Well, when he pulls on the wire in the wall, and it just like
it
starts
going
through
all
the wall.
Yeah. Fire, yeah. Or when he throws the brick in the fireplace,
yep,
and it just like crumbles.
Crashes through.
Like, home, crap, home.
Oh, that's a good movie.
That is fantastic.
That is a good movie. So we are here in the temporary Mako studio for Middle-Aged Mini number 118.
That's right.
Let's get right to it. Sean, what are we going
to
talk about?
We are not going to get right to it. We're going to do the creep show.
I just did that on purpose now. This time I did.
I know. I figured. This week's Creeped Out shout out goes to our good friend, DL Mercury of the band.
Sir.
I Bleed Mercury. Oh, darn right. He has been a guest on our show. He is the lead vocalist and lead guitarist of the I Bleed Mercury band. He and they are putting out the music they have had for a few years now. Their music is fun, fast, and electric with a spooky vibe to it. That's true. I like it. You can find DL on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. So go give DL and IBM a follow.
Excellent. And his longtime good friend, Father DeMore, is part of the band. He's the drummer,
mm-hmm.
and he's been on the live TikToks, you know. And then now, actually, they got banned from TikTok because of a.
That's stupid.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I mean,
the reason is bullying, like they said, anybody. So like they're the least people to bully,
right.
True bully, mm-hmm. in a negative way. All they're doing is people say like, well, what is this? Or who you, what, they're actually bullying. So when they stick up for themselves, then the people complain about them and they shut down them. They shut down
DL. That's so stupid.
DL. Yeah. He's like, I'm the one that's getting attacked. So I'm, all I'm doing is calling them out.
Yeah.
And so then they complain to TikTok and they don't look into it. All they go, oh, okay.
Just
so they shut them down for like a week. And so they've been doing Instagram.
Or stressed off of TikTok.
Lives, yeah, but Father's been with him. That's his name, his mm-hmm. rock band, whatever. And he's a really good guy. So real quick, so DL, I Saturday I caught him on Instagram, and he's always, he'll say, oh, look, Todd from Middle Age Creeped Out, and he'll mention you guys, and he's like, they're great guys, and they talk about our podcast. And he said that, you know, he always talks about how much fun it was to be on our show. Mm-hmm. And he said that he's like, maybe we can, you know, now we got called him Father D. You know, we can do an interview with us too.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Because we said we're going to have him on again. So, yeah, you'll like him. Father D's good.
Yeah,
dude.
Sweet.
Good dude. So, yeah.
I was thinking DL. I was thinking that the drummer from I Believe Mercury only has one arm, but that's Def Leppard. I'm sorry. That
correct.
Was my false
memory. Father D.
He's got both arms.
He's got both arms, both legs. He's yeah.
It's just lying. My yeah,
all,
no. It's my middle age.
Right.
It's my middle age moment. There.
Correct. Yeah. That's what is that's Rick. Can't remember the drummer's name.
Oh. He's English.
Yeah, it's Rick.
Rick with the one
arm. I can't remember either. It's too,
anyway, yeah. So let's get right to
Allen?
It. Yeah. Shout out, Rick Allen.
Rick Allen. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So glad yeah. Shout out that. To DL and
I don't know why that popped in my head, but it did.
You're like Rick.
I was like, son of a gun. I got Rick, and I couldn't. Yeah. So, all right. Now, what are we gonna talk about?
Well, it's gonna be my picks. So I'm always excited for my picks, right? Yeah. It's on Banshees. Banshees. Mm-hmm.
Banshee.
What are we talking? What did you say? Why do we have to Banshee?
I don't know.
Well, you know, you've heard of the Banhees. Mm. And no. Crickets.
Crickets. Oh, I didn't know we're going to have a dad
or
joke.
The band theys and the band hymns.
The only
band.
Joke I remember is you're bringing the mums up. And I said, oh, you're bringing the mums and the daddies?
That's right.
The mummies and the daddies.
That's right.
So let's go with a little foundation. I'm just giving it.
More
just
crickets.
A banshee, modern Irish, beanshee from Old Irish, beanside. Woman of the Fairy Mound, or Fairy Woman, and you were going over this, and I was like, what'd you call me? Don't call me that. Is a female spirit in Irish folklore who heralds the death of a family member, usually by screaming, wailing, shrieking, or keening. Her name is connected to the mythologically important tumuli, or mounds, that dot the Irish countryside, which are also known as side, singular, sid, in Old Irish.
Hmm.
Banshees.
So, Nate, you said you did not realize that a banshee was from Irish folklore.
Irish folklore. Yeah.
I had not either. Hmm. I just,
we're going to all learn something then, right?
I mean, I guess everything has to originate from some type of culture, but I just thought it was just in general. Just
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know it was specific to Irish. Or originated from Irish.
Well, I mean, they already have a leprechaun. Why do they need the banshee?
Yeah. And what the heck's going on with them? They're hogging all the...
There's only certain Irish surnames that actually, like, are... can have like banshees. So if you don't have certain surnames that are Irish, you can't have a banshee, which I thought was really interesting.
So what about a banhee though? Back to the banhee.
That's a whole nother thing. I have no idea.
I'm gonna throw that in there somehow.
I didn't look into that.
I can hear the creepies laughing. They think it's funny.
Ban the shees.
Groaning.
Ban the shees. Yeah.
Sometimes Dane
and I are cracking ourselves up.
This is a mini. Sometimes we'll put the laugh track in there. Sometimes she has long streaming hair and wears a gray cloak over a green dress, and her eyes are red from continual weeping. She may be dressed in white with red hair and a ghastly complexion. According to what was that? It's not me. According to me. Watch it. Not even, you can't even hear it or something. Like, what are we talking about?
That was how about a band he sounds like.
Right. Band Saul, right?
Working up.
According to a first-hand account by Anne Lady Fanshawe in her memoirs, Lady Wilde in her books provides others. The size of the banshee is another physical feature that differs between regional accounts. Though some accounts of her standing unnaturally tall are recorded, the majority of tales that describe her height state the banshee's stature as short, anywhere between 1 foot and 4 feet. Her exceptional shortness often goes alongside the description of her as an old woman, though it may also be intended to emphasize her state as a fairy creature.
I didn't know they're that small.
Teeny tiny little things. Well, the Irish aren't very tall. They're little scrappy guys and girls. Scrappy like people. Six, hey, I can say guy. That. I have Irish in my background.
So. Like, I'm not the shortest. You said the, what was it, Lady Fanshawe?
I said no such thing.
You did.
Don't know. So I, Lady Fanshawe, yeah, in her memoirs.
So I got a story here. This was, the title is called The Bun Ratty Banshee. The Bun Ratty Banshee. Uh-huh. In 1642, Lady Fanshawe was a guest of the O'Briens, family, owners of Bun Ratty Castle. I love that name. She was woken from her slumber in the dead of night to see the moon was lighting the figure of a pale, young, red-headed woman. On second, terrified glance, it became clear that the bedraggled wretch, wow, what a way to be described, bedraggled wretch was floating at her upper story, man, there goes my voice, upper story window with only the river many feet below to break her fall. The noble woman remained rooted to her bed as the figure moaned in agonizing despair. The following morning, Lady Fanshawe heard a member of the family had died in the night. The banshee was said to be the tormented soul of a drowned servant girl.
Oh.
Hmm. Man, rough. So there you go. That's
it is often stated that the banshee laments only the descendants of the pure Mileson stock of Ireland, sometimes clarified as surnames prefixed with O and Mac.
See? Told you. You
like get it. O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
That's and right. McDonald's.
No. That's right.
My grandma Laux's maiden name was McGregor.
Guess what? You can have a banshee.
Are they going to say like O'Brien Mac or O'Brien?
Like, you can have two banshees.
McGregor, huh? Oh, I'm McGregor.
Oh, McGregor.
And Nathan Laux.
So you can access your family's banshee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or, that sounds good.
Or the band. No, I'm not giving up on it.
Don't stop, right?
That is interesting, though.
The banshee also is a predictor of death. If someone is about to enter a situation where it's unlikely that they will come out alive, she will warn people by screaming or wailing, giving rise to a banshee, also being known as a wailing woman.
It's interesting because it said, you know, because we think about these spirits as being bad, evil, destructive, whatever. But they say that this is actually something that's helpful, that's trying to warn you that death is coming. Mm-hmm. So it's actually, it can be a helpful spirit. It says sometimes the banshee assumes the form of some sweet singing virgin of the family who died young and has been given the mission by the invisible powers to become the harbinger of coming doom to her mortal kindred. Or she may be seen at night as a shrouded woman crouched beneath the trees, lamenting with a veiled face, or flying past in the moonlight, crying bitterly. And the cry of the spirit is mournful beyond all other sounds on earth, and betokens certain death to some member of the family whenever it is heard in the silence of the night. You just like some of these words.
Go ahead.
I'm listening. No, I'm done.
Okay. No, I was listening. I was thinking, hearing all these
you're like, this sounds made
wailing
up.
And crying and screeching.
Screeching.
Why don't we just call them wives?
That's Todd's sad joke.
Well, they did say that one of
I might have you edit that out.
Sorry,
ladies.
That one stings a little. Huh?
Kidding. Just kidding. We love our wives.
They said the way this came out in some mythologies, they said that it could have been. There's a theory that back in the day, somebody in Irish ancestry, their loved one died, and at that same time or around that same time, they heard a barn owl screeching. And barn owls have a very distinct sound, and it's high-pitched screeching. And they're like, somebody just thought it was some kind of a monster or spirit of the dead or whatever. And they think that's potentially how it got started, was just hearing barn owls, which I thought was very interesting.
That is interesting.
Very possible.
They're talking about how a family member could be far away and has died or soon will die. And then the family will hear the banshee, and before they even got news that said person has passed away, they already have warning of it, that news is on its way that so-and-so has passed.
Mm-hmm.
before the text came through. That is interesting how that, yeah. I don't know. I like this little legend. It says banshees, or the banshee spirit, also wails in other areas such as woods, rivers, and rock formations. In Waterford, Monaghan, and Carlow, there are wedge-shaped rocks which are referred to as banshees' chairs.
That's interesting. I like that. Says in Ireland and parts of Scotland, a traditional part of mourning is the Keening Woman, which we were talking about this off air, who wails a lament in Irish, or it's like Irish for weeping, pronounced in the Irish dialects of Munster and Southern Galway, in Connaught, somehow, however you say that, and particularly in Ulster. There's a tradition of North and East Ulster. The Keening Woman may, in some cases, be a professional. It said they were paid well, by the way. And the best keeners would be in high demand. They would dress in like rags and have no shoes, and they looked, their hair was disheveled. So you can kind of see why they would be perceived, if you saw somebody like that walking in the countryside, as some kind of a monster or spectral creature. There also found something interesting. It says, when several banshees appear at once, it indicates the death of someone great or holy. The tales sometimes recounted that the woman, though called a fairy, was a ghost, often a specific murdered woman or mother who died in childbirth. It says, also, this is interesting because... it says, in some parts of Leinster, they're referred to as Bean Shontane, Keening Woman, whose wails can be so piercing that it shatters glass. In Scottish folklore, a similar creature is known as the Bin Nye, the Little Washerwoman, or Nyla Hoth, Little Washer at the Ford, whatever that means, and is seen washing the bloodstained clothes of armor of those who are about to die. In Welsh folklore, a similar creature is known as the Saehirith. I think I even said that correctly.
That sounded good.
The Saehirith.
Saehirith. So, I like that.
Yeah. It's a disembodied moaning voice that sounds before a person's death in Welsh mythology.
Okay.
No pictures, though, darn it.
In... I've got a few more things to say, and I figured you guys do too, but I want to throw this out there. Have you come across any stories of like banshees, like a pair or three, like a group, or is it always just one?
That's what it was saying. Yeah, there's
or did
a.
Did I miss that? Totally?
That's, no, no.
If you see a group, it's someone.
Somebody who's great or holy.
Yeah.
I that's right. I forgot. Okay, good. I'm glad you answered that because I forgot.
He wasn't paying attention.
I was not.
Well, it's because when I talk, tune out. No, I know.
What's that? No.
Well, don't worry. I just did it to Nate not that long ago.
did you say something?
Who's that?
Wait, what?
Is this on? So I love this mini already. I don't know if the creepies will, but I'm having fun with this. sightings of a banshee ghost have been reported infrequently throughout history. Okay. Part of the legend of the banshee does claim that if one is seen or thinks it has been seen, it will vanish inside a cloud of smoke or mist, and the only evidence that it was ever there is the flapping of wings. As scary as the cry of the banshee is said to be, the Irish do not believe that a banshee is ever actually responsible for a death, and it could that could follow shortly afterwards. So, flapping.
That's how I disappear at work.
You flap? They're like... Where's Nate? Oh, there he's over there flapping. Flapping his gums. No, I'm just kidding. I like this little legend.
I like how it's tied to leprechauns, because leprechauns are Irish, and they were talking about this Irish folklore, right?
Still my favorite mini.
It says, pictured typically as an old witch, a banshee was considered to be a harbinger of death and doom. She is also known in Ireland by many names. Hag of the Mist. How can you beat that one? Mm. Little Washerwoman, like I said, and Hag of the Black Head, among others.
Black Head? Like pimple?
She is. It says, if you spotted her, you'd be praying for the safety of your family, because it was likely that one of them would be joining her there soon. What's that?
It's kind of like the legend of what we're talking about, like shadow people and all that. Like
right.
The old hag.
Mm-hmm. This is on your chest. Mm-hmm. I remember. Gosh, we talked about that a long time ago.
Yep,
like one of the first episodes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Banshee. It's creepy.
There's a Banshee roller coaster, too, at Kings Island. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's a great roller coaster. And, it, of course, that's what it does is it shrieks every so often, mm-hmm. and it freaks you out. Mm-hmm. And then there's a little there's a graveyard there of old roller coasters of the past.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And people that have supposedly ridden it and, like, little joke names and stuff like that. It's so cool.
I've got a story here, a little quick story. The Banshee of Kilchrist Old Church.
Mm-hmm.
In 1776, now that year sounds familiar for some reason. Anyway, in 1776, a family group were passing the old church in County Clare after an evening of entertainment. In the darkening of the evening, they were startled by an old hag appearing in front of them, clapping her hands and wailing in the most chilling way. As the women in the group screamed in fear, the men ran towards the apparition, only for her to disappear before their eyes. The following day, they learned a family member had passed away suddenly in Dublin.
Gosh.
So the,
gave him a warning.
She tried.
Have you ever heard of the Aztec death whistle? You ever heard that shriek?
Yeah.
It was a whistle that they the Aztecs made, and you can still find them and buy them and all this stuff, but you blow into it, and it makes this loud shriek. That's what this makes me think of.
Oh, okay.
It says, shrieks formed in the forest are never pleasant, even in the 21st century with our rational minds, but when a blood-curdling howl is there to welcome you or your loved ones in the arms of death, you can imagine how the Banshee quickly became one of the most feared and featured creatures of Irish folklore.
Mm.
It's creepy beyond all repair.
Yeah, I like this topic.
Pictures.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They go from, like they said, innocent to just absolutely horrifying.
Right. Yeah, the old hag-looking things are pretty. It's like, what was the, I am really struggling. What's the characters that we talked about? It's the male and female demons.
Succubus and Incubus.
Yeah, yeah. Where like some of them are like, ooh, creepy, or they're really, you know, pretty sexy. And then it's like,
But it's masking.
Right. Really what
demonic activity.
Yeah. I'm going to read this little story too, because I like the name of it. The Banshee Stone of Mullachdub. I know we have a few listeners in Ireland, so I apologize.
They're laughing right now.
I know. They're like, what an idiot. join the crowd. A young couple were living a blissful life until the husband was lost to the ocean waves while fishing just off the coast of County Donegal. Distraught, the wife turned widow, clung to a rock, and wailed from morning to night, crying out for her lost love. So deep was her grief, she descended into madness and became a banshee. Her cries were so piercing, she woke the dead of those buried in Donegal. The parish priest blessed her, and she dropped dead. But the priest declared her a lost soul, and they buried her beneath a rock to prevent her rising again. If you stop and put your ear to the Banshee Stone, you can still hear her scream.
Oh. It's not as fun as the Blarney Stone.
No. Doesn't sound like it anyway.
You know. Talking about all
this. These little legends.
I remember on TikTok, there's like a haunted house. And they have her handle on here is 6-7 Haunted Chick. She dresses up like in Victorian gown type stuff. And then is painted, face is painted white and that kind of stuff. And gnarly teeth. And she walks around behind people and then just screams.
Oh man. So she's the Banshee.
Yeah. So talking about the Banshee totally reminded me of this gal.
Or is she just a Karen? Is that
could be.
Possible. I'm on a roll tonight. I'm telling you.
So, if anybody wants to check her out.
You have her right there?
Yeah.
Let me see.
She's creepy.
6-7 Haunted Chick.
Let's see what she looks like. Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
She is creepy.
I'm going to play it. Put that up to the mic there.
So she's like sneaking up on somebody right now or what?
Or she just kind of waits.
Just watching people in line.
Okay. Wow.
You'd think that would hurt her voice after a while if she did that very many
dead
times.
Dead silent.
She'd have to know how to do that.
That's really eerie.
And she's
spooky.
Creepy. Look her up sure, man. That is like scary. It's in broad daylight, too.
Yeah. Right. Wow. That's a good... character. I hope it's a character.
Just stand.
Where is she at again?
I think it's called the Reformatory.
Oh, man, that's creepy. This says the name Banshee comes from an Irish word banna, which means a woman who calls out, which that lady did. In fact, yeah. The sound that a banshee makes is believed to be similar to that of a woman crying or wailing over someone's death. It also makes me think of there is a superhero in X-Men. Banshee, who is also known as Sean Cassidy, is a fictional superhero with sonic-based powers. I was thinking it was a guy or a girl. It's a guy. He was a former Interpol agent and NYPD police officer who infiltrated the evil Factor 3 and was manipulated into participating in criminal activities. Banshee was freed by Charles Xavier, Professor X, and joined the X-Men, helping them succeed in many battles with his flight and signature sonic scream. And it goes on and on.
Yeah, a lot of people
Generation
say
X
that,
and co-founder of X Corp. But yeah, that's right. He was one of my brother's favorites. So yeah. Chad, he was one of Chad's favorites.
Well, and a lot of people place banshees as like breaking glass. And
yes,
stuff like
right.
That.
Yeah, we talked about that where they scream so loud that they could break glass. But yeah, that's actually just during this discussion I was thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a shout out to Chad.
Do you know what kind of instrument banshees are known to play? Banjos.
Ha ha.
You are on a roll.
I am really cracking myself up.
You can see why I thought that. I was thinking it was his girl. I don't know why, but yeah, Banshee was a total dude. Mm-hmm. That's what he looked like.
I want to say what it looks like, but I'm not sure I should. And the way I'm going tonight.
It's kind of hypnotic. That's not what you're thinking.
It looks like a character from Saturday Night Live. We'll talk about that fair.
Okay, got it.
What else do you guys have on Banshees?
That's about all I've found.
You want, Sean, do you have anything to end it on?
I just want to go ride the Banshee. Are you okay? Did you hit your elbow?
Yes, I did.
It's not funny.
Not funny.
I'm
going to yell like a Banshee.
I want to go ride the roller coaster at Kings Island.
It's a fun one.
Oh, my
gosh. Like that one.
It's fantastic.
Olivia went with the, was it the middle school? Who'd she go with? Or not middle school. I meant high school. I'm trying to think. Anyway, she was telling me all the rides. She loves roller coasters, and which I'm glad she does, since I do. And as long as they have the Beast there, I'm good.
Uh-huh.
Like, they still have the classic. I mean, wooden roller coaster beats the crap out of you. Can't beat it.
It's fantastic.
She's like, I don't like that much anymore. I'm like, you got to ride it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's classic. But yeah,
that would have been funny. It would have been funny if you would have hit your elbow and let out a blood curdling scream.
I would have been a Manny. I'm telling
right?
you.
Manny on the loose, baby.
Well, I like it. I like the Banshee lore legend.
We
learned something right off the bat that it's comes from Irish folklore.
Mm-hmm.
So good on you from Dublin. Nate, what do you have for us, sir?
Had a screaming good time.
Oh. Did you?
And that's a wrap.
Nice.
We did have a screaming good time. Are you going to do a scream? Are you gonna like
no.
the band? Okay.
like the beginning. Wreck our voices, right?
The beginning of Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah,
that's right.
Anyway, thank you, Nate, for that. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 118 and our discussion on the very creepy legend of Banshees. And until next time, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.